This is Doug Miller. Age before youth? Not necessarily. Stick around. Let's talk about the Bible.
Communication. Of all God's creatures, man does it best. And he does it through the medium of language, both written and spoken. Dialogue is a program dedicated to the belief that God has communicated truthfully with the most intelligent of his earthly creatures, man. We therefore invite you to enter into dialogue as we discuss the principles, truths, and foundations of God's Word. Now here's your host, Dr. Doug Miller.
Thank you, Paul. That was Paul Sublett. This is Doug Miller. The program is Dialogue, and we are back one more time with the Word of God in hand, and this is profitable. I know some of you will know the passage in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. All of the Scripture is profitable, and I am telling you, we are into a passage of Scripture here that is really profitable. Man is born to trouble as sparks fly upward. That applies to saved people and unsaved people, to those who are trying to follow the Lord, for those who could care less about the Lord. You're going to live through troubles, and you're going to suffer. And I'm telling you, you need to know and understand, particularly if you're a believer, what it's all about. So bring your Bibles, come along. We are in the 32nd chapter of the book of Job, and we will begin, actually, we're going to go back and review a little. We got up through verse 9 last time, but we're going to pick it up perhaps at verse 6 and do a little reviewing here, because what we have here, once again, is a young man who has been sitting quietly by and listening to this ongoing exchange between Job and his three superficial, if aging, friends. And this young man, Elihu, whom we met last time, has said nothing up to now. And finally, he gets in on it. And he says, in so many words, I have been sitting here listening to you because you thought to listen to and pay deference to age. But you guys, talking to the older men, simply don't know what you're talking about. And you have not been able to either answer Job or to help him out at all. And therefore, just kind of move aside and let me get in on this discussion. Now, that's not exactly the way he says it. That's the way I just paraphrased it. Bring your Bibles. Come along. Open up to chapter 32 of Job. Now, a few little preliminaries here, as we always do. Dialogue is brought to you every week at this time by Dialogue Ministries Incorporated, a nonprofit organization that exists solely for the purpose of seeing this word go out as far out as we can get it to as many as we can get it out to. And to that end, we require the assistance and the support of the Lord's people. Please pray for Dialogue. Put us down on your little prayer list and bring us and this ministry before the Lord. That is the real power that we need to do what we've been called on to do. So pray for us. And, not only that, but you can tell others about us. You're the only advertisers we have. And, of course, we would always love to hear from you. Always an encouragement to get letters from our listeners, to see where you are, to know that you're out there and listening. If nothing more than to say, hello, how are you, or ask us any questions, or tell us some way that we can help you. Any requests of those kind that come to us, it's quickly and swiftly answered to the best of our ability, and with absolutely, I assure you, no strings of any kind attached. Our mailing address, Dialogue, P.O. Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. If you didn't get that, keep your writing materials handy. Paul Sublett will give it to you again at the end of the broadcast. Now, we have an email address if you would rather email. That is Dialogue Ministries, all one word, all small letters, at sbcglobal.net. Dialogue Ministries at sbcglobal.net. Our webpage, Dialogue Ministries, all one word, all small letters, .org. Okay? Dialogueministries.org. Now, I always give our phone number out. Occasionally, someone calls and wants to talk about whatever. Always happy to talk to you, but understand you will get a recording and you will leave a message and I will get back to you. So, our phone number, area code 405-535-9089. Okay? 405-535-9089. All right. We saw, as we were closing out last time, this man, Elihu. He was angry. He was angry. First off, let us opine. I think it's clear. He was angry because God was not being justified, either by Job, who was accusing God of behaving unrighteously toward him, Job, or by these friends who were talking about God without really knowing anything about the character and the nature of God. And this kind of thing Elihu cannot tolerate, and it makes him angry. And furthermore, what we've got up to now between Job and his three friends is just words being thrown back and forth against one another. None of them is convincing the other of anything. These guys are convinced that Job is, you know, unrighteous and evil and sinful. And, I mean, they've accused him of just about anything you can think of. And Job is convinced that he is righteous, and he tells them so. Now, Elihu is not deliberately being rude or disrespectful to these older men. He is not that kind of guy. He acknowledges that he owes them deference and that they are the ones that ought to do the talking. He ought to be learning from them. But Elihu notes something else. He says, and let's pick it up at verse 7. We saw this last time, but just by way of review. In fact, let's go back to verse 6. Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite, answered and said, I am young, and ye are very old. Not just old, but very old. That's a good one for all of you who are out there aging and still pretending I'm 72 years young. Now, I've used the number 72 because I am 72, and I'm 72 years old. But, you know, in our culture, people, they want to be young, and all right, fine. It is not a disrespectful in these Middle Eastern and Mediterranean cultures to call someone old. In fact, it is a sign of respect. And here, Elihu says, ye are very old. And for this very reason I was afraid and dared not show you my opinion. I said, days should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom. All right, that's what I said. But you guys, and I'm once again interpreting here, I've been listening to you, and you are empty vessels. You are just voices yammering in the wind. Look at verse 8 here. But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Great men are not always wise, neither do the aged understand judgment. Now, I want you to notice this. Back in Romans 8:14, it says simply this, that as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Now, you look at what Elihu's saying here. There is a spirit, and from the Christian point of view, from this dispensation of grace through which we are moving and in which we are living, in which we have something that the Old Testament saints didn't have. I can tell you right now that when you got saved, if indeed you were saved, you were at that moment sealed with the Holy Spirit. You were at that moment given the Holy Spirit as a down payment, as an earnest against the day of our redemption, till the redemption of the purchased possession, Ephesians 1, 13 and 14. Now, Elihu did not have the Holy Spirit indwelling him as believers in this dispensation do. But he still understood something, that the Almighty is the one who gives understanding, and real wisdom and intelligence comes from God. And these guys, these older men who have been talking to Job, are simply lacking something. They simply don't know what they're talking about. Let's go on here, and let's pick it up. Look at verse 10. Therefore I said, hearken to me. I also will show mine opinion. Behold, I waited for your words. I gave ear to your reasons, whilst ye searched out what to say. Yea, I attended unto you. And behold, there was none of you that convinced Job or that answered his words. Not one. And I've been sitting here waiting, and I have been listening, and there you sit. And it's very interesting that throughout this exchange, none of these older men apparently has a word to say. They apparently are convicted to some measure, at least, by what this younger man says to them. You don't know what you're talking about. Let's go on here. And I attended, behold, there was none, or that answered his words, lest ye should say, verse 13, we have found out wisdom. God thrusteth him down, not man. Now he hath not directed his words against me, neither will I answer him with your speeches. If you think, Elihu says here, that I'm going to simply sit here and repeat what you've been saying, think again. I've got a different take on this thing, and I would suggest you listen to me. And friends, I'd suggest all of us listen to this young man. He says here, they were amazed. In verse 15, they answered no more. They left off speaking. When I had waited, for they spake not, but stood still and answered no more, I said, I will answer also my part. I also will show mine opinion, for I am full of matter, or words, literally in Hebrew. The spirit within me constraineth me. Behold, my belly is as wine which hath no vent. It is ready to burst like new bottles. Very interesting that he uses the figure and symbol of wine here to say, to show what he's doing and to tell about what's going on in him. Because wine so often in the scriptures, not always, but often is used, fermented wine, as a picture of the Spirit of the living God. That's what we have in the second chapter of John's Gospel, the turning of water into wine. That's what we have in the Lord's parable when he says you don't put new wine into old wineskins. Why? Because it expands and it will simply burst the old wineskins and be ruined. You put the new wine into new wineskins. Behold, I make all things new, said the Lord. And of course, the wine here is a picture of the Holy Spirit that is indwelling men. And here we have, once again, Elihu using this very wonderful and beautiful figure here. And I mean, here is a man who is about to burst because the very Holy Spirit of God is the one that is stirring him here. And God, as it were, says, now, young man, it's time for you to speak. I'll take care of these older guys later. You get up and you talk. And here he is. And if you look at this, I will speak, verse 20, that I may be refreshed. I will open my lips and answer. Let me not, I pray you, accept any man's person, neither let me give flattering titles unto man, for I know not to give flattering titles. In so doing, my Maker would soon take me away. Here is a young man, and you know, once again, last week I was quoting from the fourth chapter of Acts about the Sanhedrin when they saw the boldness of Peter and John. Well, here is a young man who shows boldness as he speaks. And you can just, I just get the picture of him looking at these men and speaking and saying, you know, you are older, but if you think that for that reason I'm going to flatter you or butter you up with some kind of highfalutin titles, I won't do it. I'm going to tell the truth, and if you are offended by it, then you are offended. Now let's go on, and I mean, Elihu at the end of this chapter 32 makes it abundantly clear that he knows that he is dealing with God, that he is speaking for God, and he dare not do anything other than speak honestly and openly and truthfully for God. Now, for those of us, and I know there are many of us out here, those of you who are teachers and preachers, I want to tell you something. The book of Peter, way back in the First Peter chapter 5, Peter gives an admonition. And here is the admonition. If any man speak, let him speak as an oracle of God. For all of you preachers out there who may be listening to me, who stand up in the pulpit before people Sunday after Sunday and talk. For all of you Sunday school teachers who are standing up before groups of people and talking. For all of you individuals who may be leading home Bible studies of some sort and who are teaching, for all of you, and this, brother, this surely applies to the guy who's talking to you on the radio right now and any of the rest of you radio preachers or teachers out there, you listen to me. It is an awesome and a frightful thing to presume to speak for Almighty God. You had better understand, James in his little letter says, be not many teachers, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation, or judgment. Again, from whom? Well, from those who have to sit under your teaching. They're going to take in after you, but also from Almighty God you will give an account. And the Lord Jesus said, men will give an account in the day of judgment for every idle word that they have spoken. Now, this Elihu, he indicates that he understands that. And once again, the depth and the wisdom of this young man are impressive and astounding. You think a lot of kids are out there talking foolishness. Well, here's one who's not. His name is Elihu. And his name, incidentally, means God is He. That's the name. Or El is God, and Elihu is God is He. His father, Barakel, his name means blessed of God. And isn't it wonderful to see some of the things that these words mean? Well, here's this young man who has the name of God on him, the very first syllable of his name, Elihu. He has got the name of God in. And if you are a born-again believer, you are sealed and you have on you the name of the living God, then you had better be careful with your words, as Elihu is. Let's go right on down into chapter 33. We'll get it started this time, and Lord willing, take it up next time. Wherefore, Job, I pray thee, hear my speeches and hearken to all my words. Now, he's not going to mess with these older men anymore. Job, you listen to me. Job's older than Elihu. And so Elihu, This is an interesting switch in the way things ought to be. He says, "Behold, now I have opened my mouth. My tongue has spoken in my mouth. My words shall be of the uprightness of my heart, and my lips shall utter knowledge clearly." The Spirit of God, and the word for God here that he uses is the word El, which is the first syllable of his own name. The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. If thou canst answer me, set thy words in order before me. Stand up. Behold, I am according to thy wish in God's stead. Now, this is an interesting statement. Job has been saying, and we have heard him say, if I could just talk to God, if he would just appear to me, then I would make my defense and I would answer him. You see what Elihu has just said here? This is marvelous. You've been wanting to talk for God or to God, Elihu says. Well, I am here in his stead. You're going to get your wish because I am here talking for God. Such boldness is difficult, but I want to tell you something. If any man speak, once again, let him speak as an oracle of God. When all of the Old Testament prophets talked, they said, "Thus saith the Lord." You who want to teach, you are talking in the stead of God. Now, this is, once again, this is awesome. And it is downright frightening. And you had better be careful what you say. Now, here is Elihu. Once again, Job, you want to talk to God. You want God to talk to you. You're getting your wish. I am here as his representative, and I'm going to talk to you. And he says, "I also am formed out of clay. Behold, my terror shall not make thee afraid, neither shall my hand be heavy upon thee." I'm a man just like you are. I'm subject to all of the same passions and failures and shortcomings that you are. There's no reason for me to come down hard on you. Remember what the Lord Jesus said in this thing that all so many people out there who are not the least bit interested in God, they love to quote this one, "Judge not that ye be not judged." They usually misquote it. "Judge not lest ye be judged." But when you read that whole passage in context, what Jesus goes on and says is that when you start to judge someone, you had better begin by judging yourself. You had better clear up problems in your own life. Because, you know, the judgment that you judge with is the very judgment that will be measured against you. And these older men who have presumed to straighten Job out needed to think about this. Because I'll tell you right now, they are condemned by their very words. And here is a young man, Elihu, who understands very well what he is saying and what he's talking about. And he judges himself first. "I'm just like you. I am just like you, Job. Now you listen to me." I think we all should, don't you? This is Doug Miller, and this is Dialogue.
Dialogue, exploring and considering the revelation of the God who created the vast star fields and the simple starfish. Have we communicated with you? Then why not communicate with us? Write to Dialogue, Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083. That's Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083. Be with us next week for Dialogue.